This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, top Illinois livestock exhibitors were celebrated on Saturday at the Illinois State Fair during the Parade of Champions in the Livestock Center. The 2017 State Fair Grand Champions were named during the ceremony, and the results were as follows. Grand Champion Meat Goat Weather and Land of Lincoln Grand Champion Meat Goat Weather went to Tara Hummel of Kankakee County. Reserve Grand Champion for those categories went to Katie Hummel of Kankakee County. Grand Champion Weather went to Cashin Ellerbrock of Henry County. Reserve went to Cagney Collins of Livingston County. Land of Lincoln Grand Champion Weather went to Haley Runner of McDonough County. Reserve Grand Champion Weather for the Land of Lincoln went to Cole Ellerbrock of Henry County. Grand Champion Barrow went to a local exhibitor, Cooper Bertolino of Christian County. Reserve Grand Champion Barrow went to Adam Grader of Henry County. Land of Lincoln Grand Champion Barrow, Bryce Bedeker of Grundy County. Reserve, Jenna Wheeler of Morgan County. Grand Champion Steer, Olivia Caldwell of Peoria County. Reserve, Keegan Murphy of LaSalle County. Land of Lincoln Grand Champion Steer went to Adam Miller of Livingston County. And Reserve went to Peyton Ritchie of Kankakee County. So congratulations to all of those exhibitors. And if you're visiting the State Fair, you can stop by and say hi to all of them if you walk through the Hall of Champions in the 25Q barn. And you can also support them at the Governor's Sale of Champions happening on Ag Day at the State Fair. That's tomorrow night at 5 o'clock in the Livestock Center. And I also have results from the 18th Annual Master Showmanship Competition that took place Friday evening. I helped MC the event, and there were a total of 56 exhibitors who competed, including our very own Clayton Poppy of Jersey County. The overall winner and the 2017 Master Showman was Lucas Aylesworth of Logan County. Second place overall went to Mackenzie Bergen of Edgar County. Third place overall went to Lucas Wisniewski of Stark County. Winner of the Beef Division, Mackenzie Bergen of Edgar County. Swine Division winner went to Adrian Austin of Marion County. And Sheep Division went to Edward Hansen of Iroquois County. Now, coming up next, we'll talk about what's in store for the Ag Department at Litchfield High School this school year, right after these messages. Well, a new face will be welcoming students to ag classes and FFA activities this school year in Litchfield. The high school recently held an open house to welcome the new teacher, Miss Sarah Moore of Jersey County. Sarah said she spent the last 2 years teaching at Athens High School, and she's excited to meet the students at Litchfield this week.
So I grew up in the Jerseyville area. I actually went to Southwestern High School. From there, I went to Lincoln Land Community College and was on the livestock judging team for 2 years. And then I transferred to the University of Illinois in Champaign and continued my bachelor's degree in ag education. From there, I went to and taught at Athens High School for 2 years, so this will be my third year teaching. Grew up on my family's farm. We raised grain crops and cattle and sheep. Really excited to be here at Litchfield.
So, no need for me to say this, but agriculture is definitely in your blood. You've been around it your whole life.
Definitely, yes. We've 5 generations on our family farm. We've had cattle for over 60-something years, and I'm getting married soon, and my fiancé is now working on the family farm.
Well, congratulations. You're going to have a very busy school year, it sounds like. So, Sarah, what made you become an ag teacher? Why did you want to get involved in this profession?
Well, I've always wanted to be a teacher, and I watched my cousins struggle to find, like, elementary teaching jobs, which I originally thought I wanted to do, and then I just got to thinking with my involvement in agriculture, and I really like the FFA, why not be an ag teacher, and I can teach my passion of agriculture and be a teacher at the same time.
So you're starting out at a new school. You've got some experience, but you're kind of starting over. So, you know, what are your plans right now? We're getting ready to start school. We haven't started yet, but big ideas for the school year.
Well, first off, I just want to meet with the officers and find out, okay, what do you want to do this year? What would you like to see the FFA do? Is there anything specific you really want to do that you haven't done in the past or maybe you have done in the past? And set some goals for the year and then just try to get kids involved and get involved in the community, do some community service activities just to get out there and get involved.
So I don't have very much room to talk because I'm young as well, but you're a young woman, so we're not too far ahead of, say, your senior students. So what is that like when you walk into a classroom and you're not that much older than the kids that you're going to be teaching?
It's definitely interesting. It took some adjusting my first year, but you just have to make sure you have those personal boundaries and they know they can only ask you certain things and you're only going to tell them certain things, and just some questions you just tell them it's not appropriate to ask, and just try to set that professional standard from the first day and go from there.
So you teach a variety of classes, as with any ag teacher. Do you have a favorite subject that you teach?
Probably anything to do with animal science, growing up on a livestock farm. The shop classes is probably my weakest area, but I've learned a lot, and I've taught some shop classes before, so looking forward to gaining a little more experience and continuing to teach those as well.
Being in high school FFA and ag classes, I know working in the shop was always some of our favorite memories. So do you have plans maybe in animal science to have any labs and hands-on activities?
Definitely would like to. I don't know what we can figure something out, but I'd be willing to even bring in my own and we could do something like that.
When you say my own, you mean bring in animals and let the kids do hands-on activities?
Yes, definitely. I bring in a sheep and they can shear it, or maybe bring in like somebody's dog to give it a shot or just to sample some different things.
Well, Sarah, it has been very nice talking with you and getting to know you, and I wish you the best of luck as you start out the school year at Litchfield. Anything that you would like to say to farmers listening, to parents listening, or maybe even future students, anything about you or final thoughts you may have?
If you have any community service activities or anything you'd like to see the FFA at, please get a hold of me, and we will be happy to show up if it works into our schedule, or if you want to come in and volunteer or be a guest speaker, just get a hold of me and let me know.
Sarah Moore, ag teacher and FFA advisor for Litchfield High School. And you can contact Sarah by email at smoore@lcusd12.org. While at the open house, I also had a chance to visit with the principal of Litchfield High School. Doug Hoster is starting his third year with the district, and he's a big supporter of FFA programs.
Sure, I spent most of my career in Northern Illinois. I've been about in every position you can be except superintendent, but I was a science teacher, athletic director, assistant principal, and now principal. Most recently, I was principal at Newark High School for 9 years, and like you said, I'm starting my third year down here at Litchfield.
Well, it's great to meet you, and I'm happy that things are going well. And tonight, as I'm visiting with you in the ag shop at the high school, and we are trying to get to know our new ag teacher starting this year, Sarah Moore, you have some really positive things to say about the ag program and ideas, and you're really wanting this program to get off on the right start and thrive.
Yeah, I think part of it comes from my background in Northern Illinois, my hometown of Seneca, Illinois, which the FFA program is a very successful program there. Principal at Newark, Illinois. Newark was also a fine chapter. And then when I moved down here and took this job, you know, I thought that it's an ideal location given where we're at and, our proximity to Springfield. We're in the middle of the heartland. Great resources, the community. So I think that the ag program and the FFA program is in a position to thrive.
And as we were standing around in circles chatting, I think you made some great points about some skills that students can gain from being in vocational programs, whether that's FFA and ag classes or construction classes, skills that you don't gain necessarily in the traditional classroom.
Kids all have different learning styles, and what's neat about FFA and the ag program is that it serves both tracks. Kids that go to college can benefit from being in an FFA program as well as the vocational students. I'm a big proponent, college isn't for everybody, and that hands-on is the best way for many of our students to learn, and ag is an ideal program for that.
Well, I like all the comments that you've made, and I like you a lot because you're not only a sports guy, but you're a sports guy and an ag guy, and there's benefits from both programs, and you have children of your own that have benefited from being involved in FFA.
Yeah, I have to give credit to my in-laws who was on a farm, and my oldest son. My oldest son, I don't want to say he disappointed Dad, but he was, did not want to go the athletic route, and I said, well, you're going to get involved with something. Well, he had a love for going out in the tractor with Grandpa, and he took that to Seneca High School, where he was very accomplished in the FFA and was very successful, won many individual awards, which I was proud of. But most importantly, he learned a lot of soft skills, speaking skills, those type of things that, that serve him very well to this day.
Doug Hoster, principal of Litchfield High School. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.